The world broke on the day I was born. It wasn't my fault this time, but it just so happened that on the same day I entered the world, the first wave of frames appeared across every city on the planet. The frames shifted the sand on which our hubris of science was built. No one knew where they came from or how they worked, but they couldn't stop them, and they couldn't get rid of them. Many, reasonably, took them as evidence of alien life. Others raised conspiracy theories about other countries. Still, others claimed they heralded the end of the world. It wasn't just that the frames appeared and were indestructible, nor that they seemed to be intelligently placed, but because they offered the ability to step into one and instantly step out of another 100 miles away. On my birthday, the world received the gift of instantaneous transportation. The range was restricted to the same city. People could travel anywhere within their metropolis and its suburbs via frame, bypassing congested roads and skipping the soul-numbing morning and evening commutes. But not all gifts are good. Just ask the soldiers of ancient Troy. People soon discovered there was no longer a distance between crime and wealth, between safety and danger. The armistice feature of the frames softened the blow a bit. The frames would not pass guns, explosives, or even concentrations of radiation or hazardous chemicals. If you wanted to use the blessing of the frames, you did it peacefully. While I was learning to talk and walk, our world was learning how to take its own baby steps, balancing the gift of travel along with its dark side, crime that no longer had geographical boundaries. On my third birthday, the second wave of frames appeared and expanded their number and range. In 3 years, we were no closer to understanding how they worked or from where they had come. When our governments learned they could not destroy them, they tried to control them. But frames would not be controlled. They were for everyone, and they were free. When boxed in or walled up, a frame would simply and effortlessly relocate, be elsewhere in the next moment, somewhere optimal, to provide easy access to everyone. With the second wave, not only were there more frames, but now a person could travel anywhere in their entire state, province, or parish. Convenience travel was no longer for the wealthy. Anyone could get done with work in the sweltering asphalt jungle, step through a frame, and enjoy the evening in a lakeside park upstate. No wait, no car, no fare, just a step away. Frames were everywhere, and people were getting used to them. They replaced taxis, trains, interstate truck lines, and short-hop airline flights. With the second wave, people realized there was no avoiding or stopping the frames, and began to imagine where their expansion would inevitably lead. While I was learning to read on my own and dreaming of exploring jungles, deserts, and the ruins of ancient civilizations, our world was dealing with a collapsing economy of real estate, transportation, logistics, travel, and any business related to the ecosystem of transportation, as well as our government's even more frantic attempts to control the expanding reach of the frames. On my sixth birthday, six significant wars were raging around the globe. There would be more soon, and they would become known as the security wars. The third wave of frames appeared that day, allowing instant transport anywhere within a country. Like everything else about these clearly alien devices, how they understood our national borders was unknown. However, given that they could instantly transport